After a long weekend of counting, recounting and rechecking votes in the Republic of Ireland, voters have elected who they want to form the next government. But the question is, who will that be? The likely scenario is a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil coalition. But is that what the voters want? This was the thoughts of people in Letterkenny yesterday.
I think the way it's going, you know, it's definitely a split between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and everyone's talking about a coalition. Personally, I think, for the sake of Irish politics, a coalition between the two wouldn't go well.
Did you vote in this election yourself?
I did. I voted as a Fianna Fáil voter.
So, as a Fianna Fáil voter, if they went into coalition with Fine Gael, what would your feelings be?
I wouldn't be too happy.
I think it'd be a very good thing for the country. 1916, now 2016. We're all together in 1916. And it's good to have been sitting back again for a while and see how things go. Well, I mean, it's better than nothing. See how it works.
Well, the popular opinion is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the two larger parties.
And would you like to see that?
As a lifelong Fianna Fáil supporter, no, I wouldn't particularly.
Meanwhile, Donegal was one of the longest counts in the Republic, lasting 30 hours over 2 days. On Saturday night, Charlie McConlogue of Fianna Fáil was the first to be elected.
The votes of Charlie McConlogue exceed the quota. I deem him to be elected.
I'm absolutely delighted by the mandate I've received and the vote I've received here today, Barry, and humbled by it as well. You never enter an election in any way envisaging you might top the poll.
Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty was the second candidate to be elected on Sunday evening.
Votes of Piers Doherty exceed the quota. I deem him to be elected.
The election of Fianna Fáil's Patrick O'Gallagher and Fine Gael's Joe McHugh shortly followed.
As the votes of Patrick O'Gallagher and Joe McHugh exceed the quota, I deem them to be elected.
But the real story in Donegal was the fight for the fifth and final seat between independent Thomas Pringle and Sinn Féin's Padraig McLaughlin. At one stage yesterday, Thomas Pringle was 1,500 votes ahead, but within a few hours, it started to swing in Padraig McLaughlin's favour as he went 700 votes ahead. But in the end, Thomas Pringle clawed it back, and at 9 o'clock yesterday night, Padraig McLaughlin conceded defeat.
I am now excluding the lowest candidate, Padraig McLaughlin, and I deem the following candidate to be elected without reaching the quota. Pringle Thomas.
It's always disappointing to be so close to being elected and to miss out, but I'm mindful that, you know, in the big picture, we've had a really good election. You know, we're taking about 21, 22 seats overall, and I'm really proud, you know, of that effort across the country. And, you know, we've just missed out really narrowly here, and I'm very confident the next election will take that 2 seats again.